From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. North Korea fired four ballistic missiles today, and Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe said three of those missiles landed in Japan's exclusive economic zone. He also said Japan will have a strong protest and added that the ballistic missiles fired this time show clearly that North Korea has become a new kind of threat. South Korean Prime Minister Won Kyo-yeon said today North Korea's missile tests are, in his words, a grave provocation to the international community, made the remarks at a National Security Council meeting. Wang also called for a prompt deployment of a U.S. missile defense system, which he described as a measure to deter Pyongyang's further provocations. The Terminal High Altitude Area Defense System is meant to improve protection of South Korea and Japan, as well as U.S. troops stationed in both countries against a North Korean missile attack. Meantime, the U.S. State Department has condemned the launches, saying they violate the United Nations Security Council prohibition of North Korea launching ballistic missiles. A man from Britain was shot to death, apparently by pastoral herders in central Kenya. His body was discovered after a South African-born rancher went to inspect his property following lodges being burned. Some officials blame the land invasion on the region's current drought that forced many herders onto private land in search of scarce grazing areas. Others, however, are contending a link is to a stoking of ethnic tensions ahead of the country's election. This is VOA News.